You may have heard over the last few weeks a service announcement we've been running for Mixed Pallet regarding a fire that happened earlier this year. They are running an appeal, and we have artist Rebecca Johnson and committee member Marty Johnson who are going to be talking to us about exactly what Mixed Pallet is, what happened, and how we can help. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so well. I am always devastated to hear about these kind of happenings or these kind of events that impact on the community arts sector. Rebecca, Marty, tell me about what Mixed Pallet is and what happened. Like, what was the fire that happened?
Okay, so we're a small incorporated community, non-for-profit community group in Rockingham. We've been running for 16 years. Unfortunately, we have had to move 12 times in those 16 years, which has been really upsetting for the artists. But we did find a space. We were given a space by a lovely man and his company that were had a space open there. So we moved in. We had been in since June. So we had all of 16 years worth of artwork and supplies and everything there. And unfortunately, an accidental fire was lit at the outside of the building, I believe, and it's gone through the whole building. So we've lost, Mixed Pallet has lost absolutely everything. The artists have lost all their artworks. We had two exhibitions coming up. So there was quite a bit of prepared work there for these exhibitions that are now gone. So we've had to cancel those exhibitions, which has been, as you can imagine, absolutely heartbreaking for our artists. So all the hard work they've put in.
It's not just the building and the infrastructure in terms of creative materials, but it's the history of your organisation that's gone, and also the future in terms of these works that were ready for exhibition.
Yeah, it is, and it's it's just, that's been absolutely devastating and heartbreaking. There's been a lot of tears, hugs and support, and just trying to stay together. We found a temporary place at the local library, Rockingham Library on Dixon Road, the artists can still get together, because the art group is open to the whole community, but it is led by artists with intellectual disability. So, as you can imagine, it's very hard to find a space that is fully accessible and suitable for our guys. But yeah, like we literally lost everything, all the history of the artists. So all the paperwork with all the histories and everything. So what's not on, like the computer, is gone. So the literal artwork and stuff, everything is gone. So it was absolutely devastating.
I feel like supporting each other must have been easier, given that you and Rebecca are sisters.
It is for us too. It is trying to keep the group together. So I think Beck can probably explain more about what the group means to her. It's not just an arts group that we come to.
It's our friends.
Yeah.
We've built a community.
Like a big family.
Mm. Beck, what does it mean to be part of a group where it is people with disabilities who are leading what happens and making important decisions about what happens in that space?
It's very good. We help one another. We support one another. And,
I think it's important.
It's important that we support one another as well.
Yeah. I think it's important that you make the decisions.
Yeah, I make. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Beck's like, yes, I make the decisions.
Yeah, Beck's the boss.
Do you feel hopeful for the future of Mixed Pallet?
Yeah, they'll. Will be a feature for Mixed Pallet, I feel.
Yeah, that's very hopeful. So we really need the support to find a space.
What's the plan to get back on track?
At the moment, we're kind of up in the air because there is no. We need the support to be able, and a space to be able to provide for the artists that what we need. Like it's their sense of belonging is in the space. So being able to find, there's lots of spaces that you can use that where you take things to and take things out of. But for a lot of our artists, that's impossible for them to. Take stuff home or keep, you know, store at home. So we need to provide a space where we can leave things and have a storeroom to leave supplies and stuff because it is a group of volunteers. So, yeah, we do our best with what we can, but to find that space and create a place where we all belong, like we feel like we belong. So it's kind of finding a home, isn't it, Beck?
Yeah, and everyone else is kind of welcome. I mean, everyone else is welcome to come too. It's not just for people with disability.
Yeah. I think that's the point Beck likes to get across. It's an open
community
group.
It's an open space for anybody.
So at the moment you're actively looking for somewhere in the Rockingham area for people to be able to come, meet together, also leave stuff, store materials and finished works.
Yeah.
How else are you asking people to contribute to the fire appeal?
Okay, we do have a GoFundMe set up on the Facebook and our Instagram accounts for Mixed Palette Inc. There's a link there to go to. It'd be so helpful if people could just donate just a very small amount to, because like I said, we've lost everything, all our materials. Some of it was specialist for people with different abilities. So as you can imagine, it's quite expensive to replace that stuff. So if people could donate just a small amount to the GoFundMe page, that'd be absolutely it'd be very heartwarming for us to be able to make sure that everyone who comes to the class has got everything that they need to be able to feel welcome and comfortable and, to
and
join in.
And create beautiful artworks for us as well.
Yeah. But we are a group that we do have a paid art facilitator who's very qualified. So most of our guys exhibit at exhibitions throughout Perth. One of the our artists was actually exhibitioning at the Victoria Arts next year. That was some of the work that was destroyed, unfortunately, in the fire. So we're scrambling, really, to get some more work together because we would love for him to still be able to have his exhibition next year.
Amazing.
And I do.
Those links to GoFundMe are on your socials and it will also be available on the RTRFM page as well. We have been talking about the Mixed Palette fire appeal that is happening at the moment. Following a fire at their Rockingham premises, they're actively looking for new premises in the Rockingham area and are asking for financial support as they get back on their feet. Rebecca, Marty, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that. You have an absolutely amazing day.
Yeah.
All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening.